I ended up with 3 transfusions in total. So if I can turn something negative into something positive, I want to raise awareness and explain why people should donate blood today.
And that just must have been absolutely terrifying, you know, just to go through.
Yeah, wasn't a nice experience, and I think it being so unexpected as well. I think a lot of people think that they donate blood to people who are poorly already, and it's really not the case. Like emergency situations that you find yourself in, you don't ever really think it'll be you, but it can be. And I in total lost 45% of my blood. So if it wasn't for donors, I pretty much wouldn't be here today. Alarms went off in theatre, and there was quite a lot of commotion, and the amount of doctors within the theatre kind of doubled within a short space of time. My husband was asked to leave the theatre with our newborn daughter, so obviously I knew something wasn't right, but I think at the time, so much going on, I was kind of in and out of consciousness as well, so wasn't fully aware of what happened.
And how, seeing your wife going through that all, I know it must have been really quite
traumatic. It was very traumatic for us. You know, the baby was delivered safely and then my wife hemorrhaged, so I was asked to leave theatre. It was a worrying time, mixed emotions, roller coaster of emotions, you know. It was an hour before I seen my wife again, so it was a worrying time.
And just tell me, if you don't mind, what was kind of going through your head at that
point?
Yeah,
well, I was left holding my baby daughter, asked to leave the theatre. All the thoughts were going through my head. Am I going to be, you know, left alone with my daughter? You know, God forbid Jodie didn't make it. So, it was awful.